From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. Afghanistan's runoff election scheduled for Saturday has been thrown into confusion after opposition candidate Abdullah Abdullah pulled out of the race today. Abdullah says the government of President Hamid Karzai has not adequately addressed the fraud that marred the original vote in August. The BBC's Andrew North reports from Kabul.
Dr. Abdullah's decision to withdraw from the Afghan presidential race has thrown the process into disarray. Afghanistan's constitution does not cover the situation in which the country now finds itself, preparing for a second round, but with only one man, President Hamid Karzai, still in the contest. But there's deep opposition within the international community to a runoff vote going ahead next weekend. It will mean thousands of British, American and other foreign troops putting their lives on the line again, together with their Afghan counterparts, and hundreds of United Nations staff too, just days after five UN personnel were killed in a Taliban attack in Kabul.
The BBC's Andrew North reporting from Kabul. House Republican leader John Boehner is pressing President Obama for a decision on whether to send in more troops to fight the war in Afghanistan, saying the messy runoff election should not affect his war strategy that's already dragged on for months. Boehner says he always expected Karzai would win the runoff. Top White House adviser Valerie Jarrett says Abdullah's withdrawal won't affect the president's decision on troops.
We have to look at what's going on the ground. We have to look at what our allies are doing. We have to look at the state of the government in Afghanistan. And he's looking for a strategy that leads to keeping our nation safe.
Jarrett appeared on ABC's This Week today. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner says it's going to take time for the economic recovery to have a sustained effect on the going could be, in his words, a little choppy. Geithner made the comment in an interview with NBC's Meet the Press. NPR's Craig Windham has more.
Geithner says the economic crisis the nation has been through caused a lot of damage that will take time to correct. He added that recent reports, such as one showing the economy grew during the quarter that ended in September, show that a financial crisis can be stabilized if the government acts with force, but he declined to say whether he believes the recession is over. Geithner said boosting employment and investor confidence in the economy will be the real test of the recovery. President Obama is sounding a similar theme. In his weekly address, Mr. Obama said the nation has a long way to go before it returns to prosperity. He warned that more job losses are likely in the coming weeks. The president said economic growth is no substitute for job growth. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is stumping for embattled New Jersey Governor John Corzine today. He's appearing at rallies in Camden and Newark. The White House believes that of the two governors' races at stake next week, New Jersey has a much better chance of staying in the Democratic column. In Virginia, the Republican candidate has a double-digit lead. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting with Israeli and Palestinian leaders this weekend in hopes of restarting the stalled Middle East peace process, but there's been no sign of a breakthrough so far. Clinton says demanding that Israel freeze all settlement expansion in the West Bank as a precondition to talks is probably not going to happen. She says Israel has made what she calls unprecedented concessions to show restraint in settlement construction in the Palestinian territory. At the same time, Clinton made it clear before leaving Israel that she's not pleased with the continued Israeli settlement construction. She's in Morocco for talks with Arab leaders. President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe says he will continue to work with the Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai despite the latter's decision to suspend his cooperation in the power-sharing government. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
President Mugabe was quoted in the state newspaper The Herald as saying that he could not trust those who had one leg in and one leg out of the government. Prime Minister Tsvangirai is currently boycotting cabinet meetings and all government business in Zimbabwe because of human rights abuses and political bullying, he says, by Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. The unity government was set up earlier this year to try to return political stability and security to Zimbabwe and to halt the country's economic decline. Mugabe has accused Tsvangirai's party of being too demanding and says he will not cave into pressure. The Southern African Development Community, SADC, is again trying to end the political stalemate. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News.
Meb Keflezighi has become the first American man to win the New York City Marathon since 1982. Keflezighi is the 2004 Olympic silver medalist. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.